Hi, this is Patrick Adams, and you're listening to Patrick Adams Podcast for December 27th, 2006. This is the last podcast of this year. So I thought this would be a good time to do some selective reading from my blog. The greatest show on earth. Find your passion. The one thing in life that you enjoy more than anything else. Everyone has talents. Often, we don't explore the possibilities that life has provided. One of my best songwriting partners never wrote a song until he was 40. From the first time we collaborated, we've accumulated over 30 great songs. His ability to write lyrics was something he never explored. Once you believe that you have found your talent, visualize where you want to go and what you want to do. Driving through life without a destination certain is like driving a car across country without a map. Don't be afraid to fail, but don't hold on to unrealistic dreams. If you're 4'6", your chances of NBA fame are not that great. If anyone says you sound like a stuttering frog when you sing, then realize American Idol is out of the question. There are always careers to be had in and around the NBA or entertainment. I feel very blessed because when I was 12 years old, I knew I was good at creating and rearranging music. I was an okay singer, but I was very good at creating things. I've had a very long and fun career. I don't feel like I've worked hard more than 30 days out of the past 40 years. Whatever path you follow, learn all you can from those who have gone that way before. The greatest problem facing this new school generation is that so many want to reject the past as old school. To me, the result is no school. You want to make music, but you don't want to learn how to play. You want to write lyrics, but you don't want to read books and learn the English language. The blind are leading the blind. And that's why a CD can become a number one by an artist who didn't write any songs, didn't play any instruments, didn't engineer, arrange, or program. I make it a practice never to argue with success, but I say, if you take credit for something, call it what it is. The greatest show on earth. Lately, I have the feeling that someone is asleep at the wheel over at Sony. What once was an innovative, forward-looking, world-class company is self-destructing before our eyes. Case in point, blank CDs. Over the last 10 years, the one thing that I could count on in this world was Sony blank CDs. Until 2 months ago, I never had a bad burn. Okay, you ask, was it the hardware? No, I'm using an internal Sony CD drive. Ask me the other 30 or so troubleshooting questions, and I will tell you that I am an experienced computer operator and experienced sound engineer. It's the CDs. 3 times I've gotten bad CDs from Sony. Just to be sure, I even bought 2 software programs to test the blank media, and both have reported defects in the blank media. Make a long story short, I was further insulted by the hour of phone calls to different Sony customer service numbers around the world, just to be told that I was somehow to blame. But wait, this is peanuts compared to my other observations about Sony. In the 80s and 90s, the future was bright. The Walkman, the Watchman, they were true advances in personal entertainment. How did these geniuses miss the iPod? They must have seen it coming. MP3 players didn't happen overnight, or were they sleeping at the wheel, comfortable with their leadership in electronics? Meanwhile, Sony Records isn't doing much better. At a time when the sale of Latin and Spanish music is exploding all over the world, how is it that Sony couldn't market and sell Julio Iglesias? After selling 250 million records worldwide, his records were supposed to fly off the shelf. And what about Michael Jackson? Sony may be its own worst enemy. The left hand sells records and DVDs, while the right hand sells computers, DVD, VCR, recorders, blank disc, and duplication software. You cannot be all things to all people. If Sony wants to keep riding on the gravy train, it's time for them to grow up, or they may just get left behind at the PlayStation. Papa's Other Bag. Over time, people will write and sing the praises of James Brown, the entertainer. The facts about his great energy and prolific output are well documented. I hope that in the rush, we don't forget the man, James Brown. I will always remember James Brown, the business person who rented the Apollo Theater in New York and produced his own shows. I will always remember James Brown, who bought radio stations and started other local businesses which employed and fed people. I will remember the James Brown who, on the night of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, used the power of his celebrity to head off riots in the city where he was working and all across the country. Please address him as Mr. Brown. He didn't make demands of the powers that be. Mr. Brown commanded and earned their respect. All of us have our imperfections. Hopefully, when our deeds and accomplishments are added up, the positive will overshadow our indiscretions. Even more, let those things done behind the scenes for the uplifting of mankind have effect long after our music fades from the radio. Right now, too many of us have too great an infatuation with the show. While Mr. James Brown will long be remembered for his amazing showmanship, let us not forget Papa's other bag, business and respect. To my dear friend Tony Sylvester of The Main Ingredient, rest in peace. It's never easy to talk about death. The subject reminds all of us that one day our turn will come. The death of a close friend has a way of shaking us into reality. It makes us reevaluate where we are in our own lives. Tony Sylvester was my friend. He was a pioneer and a mentor. Before I went out to do battle with the gatekeepers of corporate music America, he would often sit and give me pointers on what to say and what to ask for and what to look out for. When I was managing and producing the vocal group Black Ivory, Tony gave us nothing but support. We were not the competition, we were part of the riches growing out of Harlem. Tony always had a big heart. He had a great eye and great ear for raw talent. He wasn't afraid to hire this young arranger when very few knew my name. He recorded many of my songs. He gave me the ultimate honor of allowing me to produce the Main Ingredient, I Only Have Eyes For You album. He trusted me with his baby. Over 40 years, he shared some very private thoughts with me, his love of family and his devotion to his children. I will always remember him for his joy of life, the life which I will always celebrate. Tony, you have been my brother. I pray for you and rejoice in watching your black seeds as they grow. You are a main ingredient of my life. Well, that wraps it up for this year. I want to wish everyone out there a fruitful and prosperous new year. You can find me at www.papmus.com or at myspace.com/GODDECI. Until next time, this is Patrick Adams.